Chapter 22. A delightful place to go and stop at. Apostrophe apostrophe, so Maggie stopped there, as long as she could, apostrophe said little Dorrit, in her former tone of telling a child's story, the tone designed for Maggie's ear, and at last, when she could stop there no longer, she came out. Then, because she was never to be more than 10 years old, however long she lived, apostrophe, however long she lived, apostrophe echoed Maggie. And because she was very weak, indeed was so weak, that when she began to laugh she couldn't stop herself, which was a great pity, apostrophe, Maggie mighty grave of a sudden. Her grandmother did not know what to do with her, and for some years was very unkind to her indeed. At length, in course of time, Maggie began to take pains to improve herself, and to be very attentive and very industrious, and by degrees, was allowed to come in and out as often as she liked, and got enough to do to support herself, and does support herself. And that, apostrophe said little Dorrit, clapping the two great hands together again, is Maggie's history, as Maggie knows. Apostrophe apostrophe, ah. But Arthur would have known what was wanting to its completeness, though he had never heard of the words little mother, though he had never seen the fondling of the small spare hand, though he had had no sight for the tears now standing in the colorless eyes, though he had had no hearing for the sob that checked the clumsy laugh. The dirty gateway with the wind and rain whistling through it, and the basket of muddy potatoes waiting to be spilt again or taken up, never seemed the common hole it really was, when he looked back to it by these lights. Never, never. They were very near the end of their walk, and they now came out of the gateway to finish it. Nothing would serve Maggie, but that they must stop at a grocer's window, short of their destination, for her to show her learning. She could read after a sort, and picked out the fat figures in the tickets of prices, for the most part correctly. She also stumbled, with a large balance of success against her failures, through various philanthropic recommendations to try our mixture, try our family black, try our orange-flavored Pecco, challenging competition at the head of flowery teas, and various cautions to the public against spurious establishments and adulterated articles. When he saw how pleasure brought a rosy tint into little Dorrit's face, when Maggie made a hit, he felt that he could have stood there making a library of the grocer's window until the rain and wind were tired. The courtyard received them at last, and there he said goodbye to little Dorrit. Little as she had always looked, she looked less than ever, when he saw her going into the Marshalsea Lodge passage, the little mother attended by her big child. The cage door opened, and when the small bird, reared in captivity, had tamely fluttered in, he saw it shut again, and then he came away. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.